We're just going to continue with Alachot. This is Siman Kof Yod Sif Chet. Shulchan Aruch brings down that which we also learned in the Daf Yomi recently, that Tfilah, when we enter the Bet HaMidrash. So it says like this, HaNichnas LeBet HaMidrash, Yitpalel Yir Atzom Mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Gavotenu, Shelo Yekasher B'Dvar Halacha, Uv'Yitziyato. When we're leaving the Bet HaMidrash, we're going to say, Modeh Ani Lefanecha Hashem Elokai, Shesamta Chalkim Yoshevei Bet HaMidrash, V'chule. So here, this is again based upon the Daf Yomi that we learned in the Berachot of Kavchet Amubet, and the Arizal HaKadosh also used to say every single morning, he used to say the Pasuk, Ki Adonai Yiten Chochma Mipiv Datu Tvuna, and Gal Enai V'Abita Niflaom Mitorotecha, which are another two Pesukim which speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us wisdom. And therefore, it was important to say those Pesukim as well. Now, this halakha actually applies, as is brought down in the Taz, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it as well, is that this is even if you're praying, if you're learning by yourself in your house, you should also say this tefillah, especially if you're going to be a Tamich Chachamim, especially if you could actually be Posek Halacha, that's for sure. Now, why is that exactly? Here, the Aruch HaShulchan, which is brought down in the Piskei Tshuvot, he asks, and others ask as well, is that why is it that a lot of people are not makpidim nowadays to say this tefillah? Which means the Gemara says and nobody argues. So therefore, just like when you come into the Beit HaMidrash, you should say this tefillah. It's a beautiful tefillah. Why not? So he answers by saying that basically the Ikar was said to do with Moreh Oral, that they're being posek. But there, what are you trying to say? That I shouldn't say on Tahor, which is Tameh, Tameh, which is Tahor, Asur, Mutah, Mutah, Asur. Basically, we're talking about things which is to do with you are being posek. So therefore, he says, because of that, a lot of people, that obviously they're not poskim, so they're not going to be that makpid, that strict, in order to come and to start saying this tefillot. However, though, he still brings down here that it's still fitting for everybody to actually say this. That's what it's actually brought down. As it says here also as well, it's an obligation to say, it doesn't matter who you are, and therefore it's actually very, very beautiful in order to say this at the beginning when you're starting the limud in the morning, right? And even if it is going to be that you're going to go until the end of the day, which means sometimes even if it is going to be you're going to be take a break, usually the minhag is that you do it in the morning, and then when you're leaving the last time from the Beit HaMidrash or when you're stopping to learn. So that is the actual nusach, right, that we mentioned, brought down. It's actually a little bit longer, the one that we have, and others also add in, obviously, the Arizal HaKadosh, and then when you're also leaving, also you have another one. Also, some Sefarim have down that Al Pi HaKabbalah, you should say like the Sidur Yavetz, which is basically that you should say like this, Hareni Rotzeh Linmol Kedei Sheyiyah Tovu Lidei Ma'aseh Lidei Ma'aseh Lidei Yisharov Lidei Torah. Some people add in that is brought down, this is the Sidur Yavetz. He comes and he says that I want to learn in order that the learning should bring me towards not only just stam learning but towards actions. Ridei midot yisharot, towards good midot. Ridei yidiat haTorah, to knowledge of the Torah. Vareni yoseh l'shem kusha baruch hu shkinteh, and I'm doing for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Shekhinah. V'itchilu urchimu, with fear and with mercy. Al yidei ahu, with fear and love. Al yidei ahu tamim v'ne'alam b'shem kol Yisrael, in the name of Hashem kol Yisrael, yu l'ratzon. And again, this actually comes from the Shla Kadosh. So therefore, there's many different nuschaot of exactly what to say, but for sure it is actually very appropriate or very beautiful, because especially it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Yishabrad, nobody actually says not to. So therefore, it is very proper to actually say this tefillah before learning. And then again, when we're leaving the Beit HaMidrash, again, the same tefillah also, we're going to say the tefillah for leaving the Beit HaMidrash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a portion that we're able to actually be in the Beit HaMidrash, we're able to learn, and therefore we have to actually thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for such a privilege.